Okay, our friends. What's your favorite nursery rhyme? Can you think of one? Humpty Dumpty? Yeah. Do you know what my favorite nursery rhyme is? It may not come as a surprise because you know I like to look at these little guys. The one about the kittens. Yeah, three little kittens. So when I saw the book by Jerry Pinkney, and you know I love his art, I saw this and I said, we've got to check it out. And so we did. And so today
Wait, what else did Jerry Pinkney write?
We've seen several of his books. The most recent one was The Eggs, The Talking Eggs. Oh, Rikki Tikki Tavi. We did Rikki Tikki Tavi that he had done the art for as well. Anyways, today we're going to read about some kittens. So buckle up, my friends. Today's story, The Three Little Kittens, is read by Mommy and Yours truly, Secret Admirer. Scandalous! My goodness. I wonder who it could be, a secret admirer. I've always wanted one. Well, I have a story for you, Secret Admirer, and I hope that you enjoy it as much as I enjoy reading it to you. Three little kittens, they got new mittens, and they began to cheer. Oh, mother dear, may we go out to play? Put on your mittens, you sweet little kittens, and you may go and play. Meow, meow, meow. Yes, you may go and play. The three little kittens, they played and played. And in the picture, we can see them yanking on some yarn, rolling in the autumn leaves. There are birds and mice and all kinds of things for them to play with. They spun and leaped and pounced. Now the kittens have gone inside. They have interrupted their mother during her tea, and it looks like she's looking at a cookbook, maybe. And they say to her, "Oh, mother dear, we sadly fear our mittens we have lost." "What? Lost your mittens? You careless kittens! Then you shall have no pie." The kittens cried, for they would have no pie. "Let's find our mittens," then said the kittens. That's kind of a smart thing to do. If you lose something, what do you want to do?
Find it.
You want to find it. Soon one little kitten had found her mittens. Purr, purr, purr. Well, that was clever of her. And very quick, they've gone back outside now. And there they were. Then the second little kitten had found his mittens. Purr, purr, purr. Let's see. And the third little kitten then found his mittens. Purr, purr, and now it looks like everyone's found what they needed, right? Okay.
"Oh, mother dear, see here, see here. Our mittens we have found." "What? Found your mittens? Oh, you darling kittens. Now you shall have some pie. Meow, meow, meow. You shall have some pie."
But, oh, mother, Mother Cat, you're offering them blueberry pie. And they have yellow mittens. The mittens are going to be ruined. I can just see it. You have to have them take them off and wash their hands, right? Like, they've been outside, too. They should wash their hands before they sit down at the table, but guess what happens? Purr, purr. They soon ate up the pie.
Oh, Mother dear, look here, look here. We fear we've made a mess.
You
silly kittens, you're wearing your mittens.
Their mother began to sigh.
Meow, meow, meow.
They all began to sigh. Well, these kittens are very foolish, aren't they? Good grief. The three little kittens, they washed their mittens. And it doesn't look like just their mittens, because the wash tub is very large, and it looks like this kitten's about to fall into it, right? Mm-hmm. And hung them out to dry.
What? Washed your mittens? You good little kittens. Meow, meow, meow.
The three little kittens put on clean mittens and they began to cheer.
Oh, mother dear, may we go out to play?
Oh, no. Isn't that how this book started? Uh-huh. And then in the last thing we see, they are outside playing again with their mittens on. And something tells me it won't be long before they have them ruined. Wouldn't you agree? Mm-hmm. And that, our friends, is...
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.